In a moment, I will be speaking to you from the Revelation, the last book in God's Word, the Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Now, I approach the preaching of God's Word with a sense of urgency, and you should hear it in the same way, with urgency, for the time is short. Verse 1 says, "These things must shortly come to pass." Verse 7, the Lord says, "He cometh with clouds." And the next to last verse in this book says, "I come quickly." Time is short. Peter said in his letter that many scoffers will say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Well, the signs are everywhere. The signs of the time are clearly seen if you know them. In this book, the Revelation, not Revelations, I said that correctly. It is not plural, but singular. The Revelation, because it is one. Like the Bible, which is made up of 66 different books, yet all speak the same subject, one theme, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He is the theme, He is the subject, He is the purpose of God's Word in all of the book of God, from Genesis to the Revelation. It begins in verse 1 by saying, "The revelation of Jesus Christ." The revelation. There's only one. The revelation, meaning it must be revealed. It cannot be known. Scripture says, can a man by searching find out God unto perfection? No. His ways are past finding out. Must be revealed. It must be revealed by the Spirit of God. And it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. In chapter 19, verse 10, it says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The sum, the substance, the spirit, the heart, the soul of all prophecy, of all the Word of God. Verse 1 goes on to say, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant, which God gave to him. John wrote John the Baptist spoke, and John wrote in John 3 that the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. Christ himself said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And so it says that God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. God gave this revelation to show unto his servants, his chosen ones, his elect, his ministers, his prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, preachers, his disciples, his witnesses, his servant. Now, one doesn't decide to be a servant of someone. They're chosen. They're appointed. So it is with God's children and God's servant. All of God's children are his servant. But it says in verse 1, he gave this revelation to Christ to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Must. They must come to pass. They have, they are, and they must come to pass because God has ordained them, because God has purposed them. God said, I have spoken it, I will bring it to pass. God said, I have purposed it, I will also do it. God will work, Isaiah 43 says, and who will let it? Who will prevent it? Acts 15:18 says of the God of the Bible, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Known, ordered, ordained, purposed, predestined, that is the God of the Bible, who says of himself, I change not. And none of these things can be changed. If you think so, you don't know the God of the Bible. You don't know his will, his purpose in all things. Ordered. Things which must shortly come to pass. Shortly. Now, with the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years. But you just think for yourself how quickly time flies. The older we become, the the more quickly time goes by. Scripture says, what is your life but a vapor? It seems the older we get, that years seem like months, months seem like weeks, and weeks pass by like days, and days but a few moments. Evolution is the absurd invention of fools trying to disprove God. The earth is not billions of years old, but rather thousands of years old. It is 6,000 or more years. Creation. God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. 6 actual days. It says the morning and the evening were the day, the first day. He created this whole world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Well, the same will happen soon. After 6,000 some years, God will rest. God will destroy this world. Though no man knows the day or the hour. No man knows that. Anyone who says so, anyone who makes a prediction, is a liar, is a false preacher. Christ said, though, in Matthew 24, when you see all these things, know that the end is near. He said, when the gospel is preached into all the world, then the end shall come. Now, here's the important thing. Here's the urgent thing. Do you know the one who's coming? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not known by Him, you will not know Him. And if you do not know and worship Him, you will perish at the brightness of His coming. So call, seek, ask. He says in verse 1, things which must shortly come to pass. In verse 19 says, write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, the Lord told John to write these things 2,000 years ago. This was written 2,000 years ago. And he said, things which thou hast seen. That means things previous to that time. And he said, things which are, that is, at that present time, 2,000 years ago, and the things which must shortly come to pass in the last 2,000 years. People, most of these things have already been fulfilled. And the problem with man is he's blind. He doesn't see them, but they have already been fulfilled. The time is very short now. We're in the 11th hour. Verse 1 goes on to say, He sent these things and signified them by His angel unto His servant John. Signified. He sent and signified. Meaning, He delivered them to this particular servant named John and signified. That is, they were signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, people, false preachers say that God changes, God does this, God does that, there's a new name written in heaven, or your name will be taken out. But in all this book, it speaks of the seals, all things being sealed up. The word sealed up and delivered to His servant, and the seals to be opened in the end. These things are signed by God, certain, sealed, and delivered to His servant to preach. Now, he says they're delivered by an angel. Don't worship angels. John did this, and the Lord rebuked him. In another chapter, the angel said to John, I am your fellow servant of thy brethren. Worship God. Worship God. Don't be enamored with angels, people. Don't be amazed by prophecy. Many and most are. Be a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be enamored with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the spirit of prophecy. Now, many and most talk of Jesus coming, and they don't know the Lord Jesus. Many love to hear and talk of prophecy, but don't know that prophet. Many talk of the Antichrist, but don't know the Christ, and perhaps are under the dominion of the Antichrist himself. John said, even now, are there many Antichrists? And that was 2,000 years ago. In verse 1, he says it was given to his servant John. Verse 2, who bare record of three things. John bore record of three things here in verse 2. He said, I bear record of the Word of God. The first thing, the Word of God. John was an apostle. John was a preacher of the Word of God. He's a witness of the Word of God, as is every prophet, every apostle, every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, every witness is a preacher, a teacher, a witness of the Word of God. Not man's thoughts or opinions, but the Word of God. That word we have translated today into the English language in the form of the King James Version of the Bible. This was translated from the original Hebrew and Greek manuscripts. All other versions are perversions. They're corruptions of the original. If you leave out or change or add to God's Word one jot or tittle, one addition or subtraction will change the whole meaning. So we have the pure Word of God in this form. And Paul told Timothy, now John said, I bear witness of the Word of God. And Paul told Timothy, preach the Word, Timothy, in season or out of season, whether popular or not popular, preach the Word. It is His power. We're born again by it. He upholds all things by it. We're kept by it. We are comforted by it. We are reproved, rebuked, instructed, led by the Spirit of God through His Word. What is the Word we're to preach? Many say they do. Many say, I preach the Word, or my pastor preaches the Bible. What is the Word we're to preach? Well, verse 2 says, John said, I bore record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Word. This is the Word that we preach. Peter said that. He said, the Word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Now many seem and say that they preach the Word. They say they do. But the Word is, to preach the Word, it is to preach the Word made flesh. Jesus Christ made flesh. He is the Word. He is the purpose of God, the mind of God, the voice of God, the will of God, the covenant of God. No man knows God but by Christ. No man comes to God but by Christ. No man is accepted by God but by Jesus Christ. No man is heard of God but by and through Jesus Christ. Christ is all. He's all the fullness of God in a body. Christ is that prophet, that priest, that king, the only mediator, the only intercessor, the only advocate. He is the judge, the executioner, He is Lord, and He is the only Savior. Do you know Him? You better call, you better ask, you better seek Him. And John said, I bore witness of the Word of God, the testimony or gospel of Jesus Christ, and of all things that I saw. What did you see, John? In the first epistle of John, he says, we saw Him, the Word of life. And all these things, he said, we write unto you. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Do you know the one of whom the Scriptures speak? Do you know the one who is coming? Call, seek, ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Until next Sunday, good day.